Shabbat Shalom. Once upon a time, in a land called Bavel, which is our modern-day Iraq, there was a young man by the name of Zairi. And Zairi was a very, very dedicated student. And we can all celebrate that. So even though he lived in Bavel, he would travel to Eretz Yisrael, he would travel to Israel to do his studies, and then travel back to Bavel, back to Iraq, in order to see his parents, in order to deal with his business, back and forth, Iraq, Israel, Iraq, Israel. Every time he took one of these trips, every time he left Bavel, he had a woman banker. And he would go to Rachel, his banker, and he would say, "Here's all my money. Will you please guard it for me while I'm away in Israel?" And Rachel said, "No problemo. Totally fine. I will protect this money with my life." Okay, it just so happened that on one of Zairi's trips to study in Israel, Rachel passed away. And all of a sudden, when he came back into town, when he got back to Bavel, and people were like, "We don't know where she hid your money. We don't know where it is. She was so good at her job. She was so good at protecting this money. It seems to be lost forever." So Zairi says, "I have an idea. I have a plan." He goes at night, and he sleeps in the graveyard. He finds Rachel's grave, and he's laying right by it, and he says out loud into the darkness, he says, "Hello?" And she goes, "Oh, it's so good to see you." It's her ghost. And he says, "You look great. You look basically the same." And she says, "Thank you so much." And he says, "Do you know why I'm here?" And she says, "Is it about the money?" He's like, "Yeah, yeah." And this is all happening. It's middle of the night. There's no one else in the graveyard. It's just Zairi and the ghost of his banker. But she says, "I'm going to tell you where I put the money, but you got to do me a favor, young man." And he's like, "Anything for you." So she says, "The money is buried underneath my front door. So if you start digging there, you're going to find your savings I was protecting while you were traveling." He says, "Great." And he says, "How could I do you a favor? You're a ghost." And she says, "Well, I would really like my eyeshadow and a new hairbrush." She says, Tomorrow, so-and-so is going to pass away. Will you make sure that my eyeshadow and my hairbrush get sent with her so that I could have them so I can be a very fancy ghost?" And he says, "Of course." His banker says to him, "Remember, us ghosts, we always know what's going on. We always know what's going on. We can tell the future. And thank you for the eyeshadow." This story, the story of Zairi and his lost money and his banker who requests eyeshadow, even though she's dead, it's found in the Talmud. The rabbis around the year 500, they believe in ghosts. In fact, for most of Jewish history, people believe in ghosts. Believe that the world that we live in is connected to something that we can't see and that's hard for us to experience. But that those who have passed away, they're never so far. They're always interested and invested in our lives. And they want us to come and visit. They want us to talk to them. The Talmud tells stories of ghosts who help with financial issues and ghosts who can predict the weather, ghosts who help with marriages. It seems ironic, then, we're a little strange, that in our Torah reading this morning, we were told 4 times, don't talk to ghosts. Bradley, it was part of your maftir that, if you go to a witch or to a ghost, it's, very, very bad. Do not do it. So how can these two things be true? If Za'iri went to a ghost, it worked out perfectly. Why would the Torah this morning in Kedoshim tell us, don't do that? Don't talk to ghosts. Don't talk to witches. Don't draw on the energy of the spirit world. In the 1500s, there was a rabbi named Sforno who lived in Italy, and he had an interesting interpretation for why B'nai Israel in the Torah, why our ancestors in the Torah, were told not to consult ghosts. Sforno looked at our passage in the Torah and said, what's going on here? We have a group of people who are recently freed from slavery, a group of people who are filled with anxiety. They are so nervous about the future, and they're so nervous about choosing their own path forward. They're worried about what tomorrow is going to bring. They're worried about what 5 years down the road is going to bring. They really want to turn to the ghost. They really want to find out the future. They want to be told what to do. But if they keep on turning to the spirit world, keep on turning to the ghost, they're never going to develop their own spirits. They're never going to develop their inner strength, their own ability to make decisions and to chart their own path forward. Sforno believed that the reason why our Torah portion, Kedoshim, this giant section of Torah that's so focused on holiness and creating holiness in our lives, that Kedoshim wants us as individuals to believe in ourselves. To believe in ourselves and to not turn to something external to us that's going to tell us where our money is buried, or where we should find our fortune, or where we should find our love. But instead that we need to look within our own ruach, within our own spirit, to push ourselves to grow, that sometimes we have to be independent. We can take Sforno's idea and we can apply it to our own lives. That in the times when we feel anxious about the future, when we feel unsure of what path to go forward, we might want to turn to things outside of ourselves, whether they be the ghosts in the cemetery or whether they be those who like give us advice within our lives and those who tell us exactly what to do. But both Sforno and our Torah are reminding us that it's important for us to stand strong, for us to kindle our own inner light, for us to find our own path forward, to not rely on the ghosts of the past when we have the ability to create our own future. Shabbat Shalom.